Could you talk a little bit about how, to someone who's just like a casual NASCAR observer, doesn't really pay scant attention to the sport, might see you coming in and say, well, I wonder if they're giving him a ride because of his heritage, when if they do their homework, they will see that you have won on all these different levels.
Yeah.
That you've earned your way
right
on here. It's not anything that's been given to you.
Yeah, that's the gap we have to kind of bridge there. You know, I kind of went on a hiatus these last 3 years, just, you know, giving it my all and just coming up short, you know, in the Xfinity Series. And, you know, I think with the amount of coverage that I'm getting right now and the entourage that I have following, a lot of people expect, you know, oh, who's this kid coming up through with this media? He should be winning. And they don't really pay enough attention to the sport to know the ins and outs that winning one of these races isn't just a cakewalk. It can be, you know, taken away from you in a matter of seconds, inches. So there's that. It's hard to, you know, relay that message. It's not, you know, like I'm saying, it's not turn on the TV. Oh, he's running 15th. Well, that's who is this kid? You know, you got to look at all the circumstances. You got to look at what, you know, I'm going through that day. If we've missed a setup, or even if we've had engine problems or something, that's just something that's just holding us back. And I mean, some of those days, some of those races, I'm going to be running top five, and I got to be able to do the best at managing that. There's going to be some weekends where I can't find my way out of 20th, 15th. That's just like everybody in this sport. We all have our good days, we all have our bad days, but we just got to capitalize on those good ones.
At what point in your life did you feel that, okay, I know I want to do this. This is what I want to do when I grow up?
I was about 16. I was actually late. You know, we did it just to do it and just to have fun and to just keep trying new and more challenging ways. As my dad was always, what do you think about this car? Sometimes it would be like, look what I just got you. This is what we're going to go race next weekend. And I'm like, okay. And we would find, you know, ways to be successful and become really competitive each in week in and week out. And that's how we just kept climbing up the ladder. And the next thing you know, one door led to another. And we were in the K&N Series. We were with Revolution Racing. We were with JGR. And we weren't like, wow, we didn't expect this to happen. We just did it. And, you know, I just wanted to win at everything I climbed in. And, you know, winning goes a long way in the sport. It doesn't go all the way. But we just kept doing that. And it was on pit road at Dover. We qualified on the pole for the K&N race. And I'm just like, can't really turn back now. You know, we got to stick with it. So we went on to win that race.
Did you ever play organized sports before you got into it?
I played basketball before I started racing. I did one season of football. And I hated it. I didn't like the practicing part. It was too hot.
What position did you play?
I was like nose guard. My, six, maybe. Yeah.
Last thing shy about the fact that, to a large extent, history rides with you when you get in the car. I mean, how aware are you? How important is that?
Of what? I'm sorry?
That history rides.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's Black History Month.
Yeah, yeah. It's there's a lot of stuff that's riding this weekend. I know it. You know, I pay attention to it. I follow a lot of, you know, people on social media, and it's being put out there, but, you know, I'm doing my best at managing it, keeping it behind me, and that's the best thing I can do. I've let, going into truck debut here at Daytona, I let all the media, like, oh, here comes Bubba out of the K&N Series, and do all that stuff, see how he stacks up, and I'm like, I gotta be top of the board. I gotta win qualifying. I gotta win the race. And what do? You wreck out. Because you're not focused on what you really need to be focused on. So it's one thing that I've learned over the years. Even Xfinity debut, I wanted to do the best that I could and overstep my boundaries, and my day's done. What do you know? You look at the stat sheet, and Bubba finished 30th. That's great. So my debut wasn't much better in the Cup car. Damn speeding four times. That was a little bit more in my control. But I went out there, I was super calm and relaxed that day, and it felt so good to be in that state of mind, to be able to go out and just race and make those mistakes and learn from them and not be thinking like, holy crap, I'm not leading the race right now. Let's speed because of that. You know, let's just get worked up over something that's out of my control. So you know, for me, it was just to be super relaxed, and that's how I'm taking this season on with everything that's riding on it.
Do you still feel like RPM's in catch-up mode, even though you're fully moved into welcome at this point?
Yeah, I think, you know, we still got a lot of headway to clear out. So, you know, coming from where we were at last year, where they were at last year, to where they're at now, they've made a lot of improvements. I think this is a great switch over to Chevrolet and to RCR. I think that's going really well. But no matter, you know, it doesn't take just one season for a team just to be like a light switch and you know, turn things up. So it's going to take us a little bit. And, you know, I'm just excited to get to Atlanta. I'm excited to run my 500, my first 500, but excited to get to Atlanta, Phoenix, and Vegas and places like that to really see how we stack up. So, you know, it's a little bit up in the air of what we'll be like, but from how we ran last year at Kentucky and my first four races, I'm excited about it. It'll be good. Yeah, it's definitely a stress reliever knowing that I have a permanent home for this year. So I couldn't be more thankful to Richard Petty, the King, for allowing me to step behind the wheel of the number 43 and let me pilot it all year and let me showcase everything. So, you know, that's just thinking about that and looking where we're at last year at this time, telling you guys, yeah, we'll be racing at Homestead, basically BSing, just trying to, you know, get some sponsors to latch onto that, and it didn't work out. So, to be here now and saying that I'll be running full time for my first rookie cup season and rookie in my first cup season, it's pretty damn cool.
Can you take us back to the moment when you found out that you were going to get this full time? Who told you? What was it like?
Yeah, we were talking. It was my manager up at Fuel, and he was in contact with Brian Moffitt at RPM. So we were phone calls after phone calls, emails after emails, just trying to figure out what we could do. And that was an exciting couple of weeks. Some good days, some really bad days. You know, yeah, we got this. No, we don't have this. We'll talk to you when we have something else. Have a good day. Have a good week. And then it was like, okay, we're good. Let's go race the 43 car. Like, all right. No, Richard Petty told me before climbing in, no need to be a hero. No need to overstep anything that you're doing. So just, you know, I'm here for a reason, and I'm here because I've proved my point. So just go out there and do what you do.
Where did the images come from for the Facebook TV show?
It was more of kind of a NASCAR come to me with an idea of, you know, a new way to try to, you know, broaden the horizon, and I'm like, yeah, let's do it. And it's been stressful for sure. You know, cameras following you around you all the time, capturing everything from only time they haven't followed me is when I go in the bathroom. That's about it, and go to sleep. So everything else in between, they're there to capture it. So it'll be a fun series to watch for sure.
Is that something extra that you've got to deal with coming, you know, first day count of 500, but you've got all this stuff going on in the background also?
Yeah, we went into it knowing that once, you know, the race season's here and we got down to Daytona, we kind of laid the line down of, okay, I'm not doing anything extra to, you know, spice up the show. If, you know, if we don't have what we have, then so be it. I'm not a TV star, so I'm here to race cars. So we're capturing a little bit of content while we're down here, which it's going to turn out really good. I've already seen a couple of first episodes, so I'm excited about it. Hopefully me. You got who said it yesterday? Gregson? A lot of vanilla people in the series? Not me. I'm the same person you've seen from 2013 to now. So we'll see. But old Clyde. Clyde's probably got the biggest shot right now. But I'm trying to change that up.
On your way up through the ranks, did you ever feel the sting of being a black man in a white sport? I mean, coming up?
No, never have. Never have. It's one of those deals. Is I'm just a race car driver. Whoop their ass any day.
Are you concerned at all about concussions, since that been an issue with junior retirement?
No, I got a pretty big head, so I got a lot of cushion up there. So I haven't thought about that. I mean, you're going to have your hits. And just, you know, hope and pray that, you know, you're in safe hands each and every hit. And you climb out, get evaluated, and go back and race next week. Yeah, no, I'm excited. I'm excited about every track on the schedule. The only one I haven't been to is Sonoma, and I love that place just from racing it on video games. But going to Bristol, that's everybody's favorite track, right? To be able to go there and to be at the cup level, 500 laps, it's definitely one that you have to be prepared for. So I think you know, once we get through a couple of these races, we'll know, like I said earlier, we'll know what direction we're kind of heading. And so by that time, when we get to Bristol, it should be a pretty good event for us.
All right, guys. One quick question about the
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think that's going to be like doing a road course? That's a very technical course.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Road course is, you know, wore out. Blaney said, you think you're saving tires until you're sideways and not saving tires. So just going to have to be prepared for that. And looking forward to the challenge, though. It'll be fun.
What would you consider a good rookie season?
What would I consider? Just
something that's realistic. I don't mean like 13 wins.
Yeah. No, just, you know, I know how hard it is to win in this sport, so. We obviously want to win, but we have to make sure we're all in line. All of our stars are in line, and those good days we have to capitalize on. But as long as we come out of this gate competitive and improving each and every race like I did in my first four starts, we'll be good.
What compelled you to put out that tweet in November about when you said, you know, I'll be the first black man, to do that, embrace it, enjoy the journey?
It's because of you guys. You guys are going to keep putting the black driver out there, so I'm telling fans to embrace it because that's all they're going to keep hearing.
Does this have any special meaning for you with Black History Month?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm looking forward to it. We're able to represent the black culture, so it's good.